court to pause the Delaware trial set to begin next month. Defense attorneys for the president's son arguing that there isn't an urgent need to start the trial on June 3rd, shortly before the scheduled start of another Biden trial on tax charges in California. America's first black astronaut candidate, Ed Dwight, finally made it to space, flying with Jeff Bezos' rocket company. The 90-year-old Dwight blasted off from West Texas with five other passengers on Sunday. Dwight was an Air Force pilot when President John F. Kennedy championed him as a NASA astronaut candidate, but he was not picked. The Dow losing 153 points. Now the NASDAQ is up 100. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt is joining forces with Texas Senator Ted Cruz to promote a bill that they have written together that addresses in vitro fertilization on a national level. Britt and Cruz started out this week by making appearances on Fox News and Newsmax, as well as writing for the Wall Street Journal about their bill. Here is Britt explaining it on Fox News.
The left is fear-mongering, saying that we are not going to protect IVF. IVF is protected, and Senator Cruz and I are going to make sure it continues to be protective. It is pro-life, it's pro-family, it's pro-woman, and I believe that we're the party of families, and we want to help people who are struggling with infertility, who want to see the miracle of life, help them achieve that, and this is going to do that.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
More reports are coming out that reveal an Auburn football player is in critical condition following a shooting in Sarasota over the weekend. Brian Batty is battling for his life while his brother, Tommy, is a confirmed fatality from the shooting. A federal judge sentences a Theodore man to 90 months in prison for trafficking the drug methamphetamine. 45-year-old Jason Reynolds was charged by the U.S. Department of Justice for conducting a large-scale conspiracy with other people that distributed drugs throughout Alabama and Mississippi. Reynolds was first arrested in 2022 when Mobile County Sheriff's deputies pulled over his vehicle and found the drugs inside. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon, or as we're calling the show online, Joey Clark Live. You can always go to YouTube. That's the name of the channel, Joey Clark Live. Or go to the X platform at The Joey Clark. And without further ado, our special guest today, we have the Attorney General of the great state of Alabama on the phone line, Steve Marshall. Steve, Mr. Attorney General, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. And, you know, Joe, I knew you were a man of many talents. Impersonations was not one of them. Congrats on that.
Don't get me started. You have yet to hear my Lindsey Graham, and I feel embarrassed to even break that out at this moment. So,
we'll do that more together.
Yes, sir. So I recently saw you. I looked up on my TV at National News, and there you were behind Donald Trump there up in that New York courthouse. What was that trip like, and why make the trip? Why stand there right by his side?
You know, first of all, interesting experiences to be able to see firsthand what is an absolute fraud, and that's the prosecution that's going on in New York. If this judge does his job, he'll make sure the case is over at the time that the prosecution ends the presentation of the evidence, and this will finally be done. But, you know, Alabama has led the briefs that dealt with the Colorado situation where they tried to take President Trump off the ballot in Colorado. We're involved in leading a coalition of states on the issue of the presidential immunity that's been alleged involving the case with the special counsel. And so, you know, we have tried to stand very strong in ensuring that the law that should apply does apply. And I think the Trump team has noticed the leadership that we've shown on that front.
Well, and what is this lawfare, for lack of a better word, due to trust in the rule of law in this country, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it undermines the criminal justice system as a whole. You know, I couldn't help, as I was sitting there listening to Michael Cohen testify, knowing the resources were in that courtroom, what it's taking to be able to try this case weeks at a time, and wondering, when you hear the stories of violent crime in New York City, about those victims' families who are waiting to get justice for them. I mean, not only is this a political prosecution, clearly contrary to the rule of law, but the fact that others who desperately need the system to work that are not having access to it, you know, speaks to how far the Democrats are willing to go, and particularly Alvin Bragg's in New York City, to be able to carry out the mission of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, it's just frustrating to watch, and we don't need another thing thrown on the fire in terms of Americans' distrust of our major institutions, but you know.
No, absolutely not. And then, Joe, you can imagine, as a guy that has spent his fair share of time in courtrooms in front of juries, there's not an amount of money I'm not sure I wouldn't have been willing to pay to be able to do the cross-examination of Michael Cohen, because it was fertile ground, and it sounds like it's gone really well for the Trump team.
Yeah, and we'll see what the jury comes back with. I think closing arguments here soon. And, you know, you've been fighting the Biden administration on many fronts there in federal court. I want to bring up real quick, we just played a clip of Shamari Figures, who will be the Democratic nominee in this brand new congressional district too. And there's something that just rubs me the wrong way. And that it's either outright said or it's implied that, oh, look at Alabama, they're so backwards, the federal courts had to smack them again. Could you address this brand new district? I know you have before, but it's something about it just rubs me the wrong way when they put that out there.
Well, it should, and we'll need to look no further than a recent Fifth Circuit opinion in dealing with Louisiana and their redistricting case, where the court specifically found their map to be in violation of the Equal Protection Clause because it was specific racial gerrymandering. And what we've said all along as a three-judge panel is, to the extent that you are mandating the use of race as a predominant factor in drawing districts, then you're asking us to directly violate the Constitution. And so, you know, we were pleased to be able to see that Fifth Circuit ruling under that rationale. We think it provides additional arguments for us when we're able to finally fully litigate the redistricting map before the three-judge panel. But again, it speaks to what I think the Chief Justice, although he ruled against us, has spoken about in other cases, is to deal with the issue of discrimination, you don't intentionally discriminate. And that's exactly what we're being asked to do with the drawing of these two new maps.
Well, and I know another big fight is over Title IX, in particular, protecting women's sports. I believe I also saw last week that Javier Becerra, the HHS secretary there for the Biden administration, was saying federal funding might be pulled if you don't allow for transgender therapy, surgeries, these sorts of things. So where are we in this fight against the federal government when it comes to pushing transgenderism?
So, Joey, I'm going to go a little Joey on you and remind you of a statement that James Buckley once made, which was, when you receive federal funding, you allow Congress to dabble in areas that the Constitution doesn't allow the federal government to do. And that's exactly what's going on here, is that Title IX, the only reason why these regulations are something that we have to deal with is because when you receive federal money for these programs, you're potentially subject to the laws that, D.C. says and not the state itself. And here, they want to change the definition of sex to include gender identity. They want to be able to allow for gender-based discrimination to include the failure to use the preferred pronouns of the individual that you're dealing with, and to invalidate the laws of the state that says that we're not going to let you choose where you identify to go to the bathroom with, nor do we want girls playing as boys in boys sports or boys playing as girls in girls sports. You know, and uniquely, this is not a Republican-specific agenda. I actually saw a report of a recent Signal poll that showed 61% of Americans reject what the Biden administration is trying to do. But this is part and parcel of the effort of this administration to advance radical gender ideology that the people of Alabama don't accept. It's why we're fighting this gender-affirming care, which you and I have talked about, and I feel strongly that we're going to win on that case. It's why we push back against a program the Department of Agriculture has to be able to feed needy kids that need to make sure that they have a meal, and they want to be able to change that definition of sex to include gender ideology. It's why Javier Becerra with HHS now has a rule that talks about an unsafe foster home as one that won't provide gender-affirming care, won't use preferred pronouns, or won't let a child just dress according to the gender of their choice. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised at this, but you know, pleased to see that I think it's now 18 states and maybe more are challenging Title IX and what they're trying to do with these new regulations. And we're excited about having a preliminary hearing here in front of Jackson and Birmingham in the coming weeks to allow Alabama to present that case.
Well, it seems that the issue of abortion is going to be a huge one in the upcoming election, just from a political standpoint. But what did you make of that in particular ad? I believe put up by Gavin Newsom, of a look like a trooper, a state trooper, tapping a pregnancy test on a car, stopping a mother and daughter on their way out of the state. What did you just make of this propaganda?
Well, and that's exactly what it is, but look, if Gavin Newsom's coming after Alabama, I think we're in the right spot, right? It's why last year when I had Hillary Clinton and Gavin Newsom tweet against me in the same week, it just reaffirmed that we know we're doing the right things for Alabama. You know, he can misrepresent facts. He can not deal with what is the true situation in our state, but we are a pro-life state. We have it as part of our Constitution, and I think that's one of the things that many Alabamians are very proud of that we've done. You know, it's exciting to know that when Dobbs came down, that Alabama was the first state in the Union to be able to reinstate its law that had been held in abeyance as a result of the travesty that was Roe versus Wade. So to the extent that Gavin's taking notice of what's going on in Alabama, that's probably a good thing, because California could use a little bit of Alabama and trying to make it a better state.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you've been looking into going after folks that are trying to facilitate essentially people going out of the state. It would almost be like a business jumping in here to facilitate people leaving, right?
Yeah, I think what we've just identified is the fact that there is a criminal provision in our law that deals with the ability to charge for conduct that occurs out of state that would otherwise be subject to a criminal statute in Alabama. And obviously that's being litigated right now, so I don't really need to talk as much about it, but we're going to continue to make sure that we defend what is the law of Alabama, and we'll continue to do that until told otherwise.
Again, folks, we're talking to the Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, Steve Marshall. And, you know, one thing that the state legislature tried to do this past session was to finally get gambling legislation done. They failed by one vote. And I saw a quote from Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter that, well, illegal gaming is just going to expand now in the state. So You're the Attorney General, to repeat myself. Like, what is the status of so-called illegal gaming in the state right now?
Well, there's no doubt that we've got active cases involving multiple jurisdictions and multiple facilities where we're continuing to try to shut down those that are illegal. What we need to make sure is that local officials do their job when they find these illegal facilities. And I'll use Jefferson County as the example, is that when we had Mike Hill as the sheriff there, there were no illegal operations going on. You had a new sheriff that came in that said, gambling's not going to be a priority for me. And what happened? You saw these facilities open up. I do think that local law enforcement has a responsibility along with local prosecutors, but also as the Attorney General, my job is also to be able to weigh in. I think you're going to continue to see us go after these illegal operations, but we'll also continue to make sure that local officials are aware of any information that we have and remind them of their responsibility to do the same.
And one final question, and I'll get you out of here. In Montgomery in particular, we've noticed a huge problem with officer recruitment and retention at the local police department level. It's not unique to Montgomery, but it is pretty acute here. And when you look statewide at trying to recruit and retain officers, how are we doing, and what sort of steps can be taken to really strengthen our law enforcement communities here, especially in our major cities?
Well, we need the public to support them, number one, is that to the extent that this narrative around defund the police, the Democrats advanced for so long, if we look at the consequences of that, a lot of it had to do with whether or not young people decided this is a place that I want to spend my professional career. And there's no doubt, and particularly in larger cities, particularly those controlled by Democratic mayors, we're finding difficulty in being able to recruit appropriate law enforcement numbers. And I think it's the responsibility of us as a general public to make sure that they understand, those being young people that are interested in this profession, that they're going to have the support of the community when they're willing to protect and serve and defend the lives of total strangers. That's, we got to make sure they're paid appropriately. We got to make sure that they're compensated in a way that, that makes it more to their liking than to work, say, at some, you know, department store. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we're recruiting the right people. I mean, I can think of the mass number of folks that wanted to be a state trooper years ago, for example. We don't see those same numbers turning out right now, and I think that is partly a reflection of many who don't believe that law enforcement is supported as they've been historically, and we've got to change that narrative.
Well, I really appreciate your time and would love to have you in studio anytime you like. I'll get in touch.
I'm only coming if you only do the Lindsey Graham.
Well, of course I'll do my Lindsey Graham if you show up.
I'll be there.
Thank you, General Marshall. Appreciate
Thank
you, sir.
Take care.
Again, Steve Marshall, Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, and good to be connected with his folks. And, yep, as we suspected, a lot of it has to do with the sheriff there when it comes to gaming, right?
Yeah, it sounds like we need to take our illegal gaming operation that we've been planning to Jefferson County.
Oh, wait, no. You need to run for sheriff somewhere.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Joey.
I think it's a great idea.
There's a lot of temptation with
that. No, I want to see the Oppo research that comes out on you once you decide to run for office.
Most of it I probably would be unfamiliar with and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, there's that time. I forgot.
Oh, wow,
she's still alive.
You know him as Eddie Bader, but do you know he used to go by the name Randy?
Oh, I knew that was coming out.
What do you think the oppo would be on me?
I think it'd be pretty clean, Joey.
No, I don't know about that.
I think it would line up there with some of the, sounds rude saying this, but psychopaths that spend time alone, too much time alone.
Yeah. No, it'd be like Joey Clark questions things too much. It would probably be what was hit, Bradley Byrne was said, he doesn't believe the Bible.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, it'd probably be that angle of attack.
And that would be pretty tough in this town, too.
Yeah, he doesn't respect our institution.
Right. And then they probably got some stuff because you've been on radio.
So oh, yeah, I've said a lot of stupid crap.
And nowadays, they can kind of just jam words together. I mean, don't even have to be the real thing anymore. They can just take some sentences over here and sentences from over there.
Man, I guess both of us would be pretty screwed if we ran for office. But we would have to do it like, you remember Glenn Jacobs, who's still mayor of Knox County, Tennessee? He is formerly, well, still kind of there. He's known as Kane in WWE.
That's what guy I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Is he really still the mayor?
He's still the mayor of Knox County. Yeah, and he's doing a good job. He keeps getting reelected. And And it's a different structure up there in Tennessee, a little different than like we have with mayors of cities. Like, it's a big responsibility he has. Wow. But when he first ran, he just, like, ran it as, Kane, set a woman on fire. Like, Kane did this. Like, it was all the antics he got into in wrestling.
So it worked, right?
And it worked. It's hilarious.
So I wonder, honestly, if there's ever a candidate that can run for something, were to be governor or mayor, and on a silly person, but go, look around. I'm right. The best option you got.
Well, and we would have to run essentially a Big Jim Folsom campaign. And by that, I mean, if you set a trap with whiskey and women, you're catching Joey and Eddie every time.
Right. And probably with some campaign posters. So, I mean, who else is going to come to a campaign party if they know you got liquor and women? They coming.
Right.
They coming, Joey. Yeah. Yeah, when are we going to start that? That sounds like really...
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, can you have any connection still with Icy? Well, our kickoff party would be a big Icy
machine in my basement.
Spiked Icy party, yeah.
It worked. Well, it worked one
found
time really well.
Found you a woman.
Yes, it did.
Oh, we got to hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon are ready to help you. And I look forward to seeing, I believe, Madeline tomorrow.
Really?
It's on the schedule.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No, something might come up, but...
I understand.
Of course, they can help you with buying a home, especially in this market. Right. You need local trusted folks who are going to walk you through that home buying process every step of the way, from pre-approval all the way to closing day. So it could be you have a little snafu that you don't understand when it comes to appraisals or when it comes to inspections.
That's right.
And, of course, you have to start with pre-approval. It'll help you understand your budget. Seller's going to take you much more seriously.
Very seriously.
And, well, it's really just a great way to go about understanding what you can afford and what sort of home works for you. They actually get to know you there at Alabama Home Mortgage, unlike those online companies.
Right.
Yeah, those big national brands, it's not the same thing as a great local shop.
Not even close.
And, of course, they can also help you with a refinance deal. So maybe you're under mountains of credit card debt. If you have equity built up in your home, you can get that debt off your back.
That's right.
Or maybe you're looking to reinvest in yourself, your property, your family. Whatever the reason, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you meet your goals. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim and Madeline prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Off-air conversations.
They are the best.
Will remain off-air.
272.
Okay. Not 228. That's 272-9228. Really great having Steve Marshall, the Attorney General of the state, on. And I think it's going to be, when you look down the road, probably him and Will Ainsworth, yep. Unless some dark horse appears in the race.
Have you seen anything in the horizon? With a dark horse?
Oh, who knows? But that's the nature of a dark horse. I mean, it could be, if somebody's got the charisma and the money, who knows? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I like that. I like
that. The name idea is huge.
I like the idea of...
Maybe some, like, huge country music star doesn't have a sordid past.
Football, that's going to be hard.
Football coaches, big football players, that can be
special team,
pretty
special
good
players.
Here.
Tuesday.
You've been watching the NBA playoffs?
I watched a little bit of it. Dude.
You've been watching the WNBA?
I watched maybe 3 or 4 minutes of a WNBA game the other night with Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole reason I watched it. And
she's getting schooled.
Yeah. And they're doing it with intent, which is fine. That's just rookie stuff. That's right. What happened. But it was still the most boring, god-awful basketball game ever.
2010, she had a double-double, but a shameful one. 20 points, 10 turnovers. I learned that watching PTI the other day.
I seen it volley back and forth 4 different times from court to court with neither one of them scoring.
Yeah.
That's when I realized I got to get out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not an enthusiast for women's sports. No, we did watch a little bit of softball.
Softball I love, but I am on some of them, but just WNBA basketball.
Watch any of the PGA Championship?
No, I can honestly say I did not.
I watched some. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
It was actually a pretty competitive tournament.
How'd the guy that got arrested do? How'd he do?
He had a great day the day he got arrested.
Oh, really?
Like, the adrenaline was still going. And the next day, and he talked about it after his round. It wasn't an awful, awful round, but he said, I woke up, and he essentially crashed from all that adrenaline and drama.
He doesn't look like the kind of guy that's gotten much trouble before. Right. So, yeah, and that's why I was surprised. I mean,
you're going to crash from
No doubt.
Something like that, and he did. But it was competitive near the end. I actually enjoyed it. And you know, I don't watch sports as much these days. And it's amazing how now baseball, golf, like I think hockey has this stuff too, where all the graphics and all the visual aids essentially they can now do in real time, like the arc of the ball and where it's landing, multiple camera shots. It's pretty incredible.
It is.
Makes it a little bit more enjoyable, easier to follow.
Easier to follow for sure.
Yeah. Well, essentially, like, it reminds me of video games. So when you can see...
I think that's the whole reason.
Okay, here's the placement of the pin.
Yep.
Here's how the green runs. Here's the spots you want to hit. And it's like, can they do it? That's pretty cool. When you're being essentially let in on, here's all the intricacies, I enjoy that aspect of watching. Though I've never taken the time to get good at golf. Are you a golfer?
No. Never really at all. I get the
cart. I guess we're never going to be rich white guys at the country club.
No, you can. What I found you did, and I've done this at a Hyundai tournament, you hire a ringer.
A ringer?
Yeah. You fake an injury, and you bring in a ringer all day, and you just sit on a golf cart and get
drunk. You mean a ringer?
Yes. And you watch your ringer beat the crap out of everybody. It was a great day. I think I won like $300 too. By the way, and I didn't bring him, I should have, but my... nephew, he's like a world-class golfer.
No, my Uncle Scott was fantastic at golf. My Uncle Greg got pretty good at golf. My Aunt Karen was on the LSU collegiate
team. Oh,
wow. Like, she was pretty damn good.
That's how my nephew is. He was on the Birmingham team. He was a teacher out here at Auburn for a while. He's a good golfer. He went to Thailand. I guess they take it more seriously over there. They went over there for a couple years on a tour.
Right.
I know. I was like, what? Golf? What?
Golf.
But hey, whatever.
Yeah, but maybe we need to take lessons or something.
No,
though you and I know you and me, if we had a Top Golf here.
Oh, I'd be all over that.
We'd be doing.
Yeah, I'd be all over that.
I went up there for an 18-19 event. It was fun watching Brian Dawson. He had just hurt his back trying to swing a club. He was a champ about it, though.
Of course he is. He's a man, baby.
But, man, that was a fun time.
Yeah, a Top Golf.
I would do that
cool.
all the time.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
It's like bowling, but golf, the way it's set up.
And I've seen some of the videos where the people. Miss the ball, or they hit the ball, but they still fall off the landing and they fall into the nets down there.
Well, and it's a fun way to practice in a certain sense. Like, okay, and at a certain point, it took me a while. I was able to start booming some, and I'm like, all right.
Now, have you seen? Because I've only seen it in the videos. Is it normal for people to drive one out of there?
None of those nets are usually pretty high.
In the videos, they usually
I'm sure
you
like
guys will do it, and somebody can shut it down.
Pro or somebody real, real strong could probably catch one and get it over, but. They put up those nets pretty daggum high. It's always a visual landmark, like when you get close to them on the interstate.
Yeah,
they stand out pretty big.
I think the first one we ever saw was in Seoul, South Korea. And we're like, at first, it looked like literally a half-built building. And then you get to the other side, and you go, oh, wait, that's a driving
range. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I wonder how much capital cost, though, it is to get one of those here.
No, it's half a building. We've got some buildings that are already in half downtown.
I speak in thousands, not millions.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for you and me, I can tell you that.
Right. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Simpler Days.
Hey, Simpler Days.
Hey. Sure enjoyed the remarks from the Attorney General.
It was good to hear
Likewise.
From you.
He's the last salvation that law enforcement officers have in this state. And every law enforcement officer ought to get on their knees and thank the good Lord that he's there, because these renegade DAs that are in certain jurisdictions, he's the only check and balance.
Hmm.
Did you see Hunter's latest defense? His defense team has come up with for his gun charge.
No.
Yeah, he's claiming that. And I'm trying to, in 40 years of going to court and hearing all kind of defenses, I've never heard of that it's not in the best interest of justice to have a speedy trial.
He's
I don't want my, what is that, Sixth Amendment? I don't want those rights.
Right.
I don't want that speedy trial. And I'm thinking about how many people could have claimed that, and you know, over the years, that you don't want a speedy trial, that there's no clear and present reason to have the trial right now.
Hmm.
And that's his latest defense. But I'm still trying to figure out, gentlemen, how the case originated in California, ended up in D.C., but yet they're going to try it in Delaware.
Where did the gun infraction take place at? Do you know?
It started in California.
I would think that's where the whole kit and caboodle should be person, then, right?
He was forbidden person status in California, and then the gun was transported across the United States to D.C. jurisdiction. But I guess Daddy finagled it to get it put in his backyard.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's just a whole new ball game when you're dealing with the Bidens. But hey, did you see the wreck that happened this weekend in Chicago on the city streets?
No, I did not.
Two fatalities. One of them, 16-year-old athlete, and I think his girlfriend was in the car with him. A Mustang GT that was traveling over 130 miles an hour on city street, T-boned them at an intersection, cut the car half in two.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what happened.
Sooner or later, the car manufacturers are going to have to be, they're going to go after the gun manufacturers. They need to go after the car manufacturers. And that's why traffic enforcement is so important, and especially with these type cars. I mean, that Mustang GT will go from, it'll go from 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. With a top speed of about 160 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's, I get the need for speed. That can be a lot of fun, but doing it on roads like that, you're asking for tragedy.
It's just like the Alabama football player in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Same type accident, when they're driving that fast, there's no way they can stop it in a clear intersection.
Can't react fast enough to begin to stop.
Oh, no. But, the troopers, if you talk to the troopers, they'll tell you they're writing more and more tickets of over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Well, have a good day, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Simpler days.
Hey, did we talk about the cocaine that was found in the Capitol Police headquarters last week?
The cocaine?
Week? Yeah.
Wait, there. It, where?
At the Capitol Police headquarters.
There was cocaine in the Capitol Police headquarters?
Yes. It was on the floor. Apparently, a very observant officer went by and saw the little white packet and bent down and picked it up and let everybody know immediately that he had found some cocaine. And lots of people are processed through there, so they never could decide exactly whose cocaine it was. But later on that afternoon, Hunter come by for something. So,
yeah, cocaine found in hallway of Capitol Hill Police Headquarters.
We just need to go to D.C. They're dropping cocaine everywhere around up there.
In a press release, Wednesday, is that how you say it?
That's how I say it.
Yeah. The agency announced that around 1 p.m., a roughly 1-inch by 1-inch bag filled with a white powdery substance.
Mm-hmm.
Was found in the middle of the floor at the U.S. Capitol Police headquarters in D.C.
Yep.
The cocaine was found on the second floor of the headquarters in an area that was used for storing furniture and other supplies.
You want to go do a bump up in the storage room, Joey?
Yeah, of course. Come on. What in the world?
Come on.
You riding with Biden or you going to do a bump with Trump? It's one or the other, all right?
Of course, little Marco's just going to do a little key bump there. Little baby Marco can't handle this white lady.
I saw that, and I just was, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Wait, do we have drywall contractors in this place?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah, it could have been just, like, leftover. They just changed a wall.
It could be, but it's very seldom they put drywall supplies in a one-by-one baggie.
No, and I'm amazed. Like, well, we can't figure out.
That's the part I don't get. Stuff.
By golly jeepers, like,
dude, they can with a satellite, they can tell if Joey picked his nose or not while he was walking down the street. But in a room like this that has 1,000 cameras in it, I don't know who that was. I mean, one minute it wasn't there, and the next minute it was. It's like the cocaine fairy come by.
Man, it's the cocaine fairy. 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Hey, before this break, how about we hit up some Peter St. On, shall we?
We shall.
New data says a house now costs nearly 8 times annual income. This is nationwide.
Yeah.
Woo! Let's listen in to Peter and his take. Just came out this morning. He said, oh, come on. Work already.
I thought you guys were friends.
It's just sometimes these computers here, they're against me.
Okay, Greg Beto.
They're against me, Eddie.
Okay,
let's try this again. Here it is.
A home in the United States now costs 7.6 times the median household income, which is almost twice the historic level. In fact, it's above the peak of the 2008 housing bubble. Meanwhile, according to Fed, Americans expect home prices to keep going up by a median $20,000, that's 5.1%, in the next year, which is double the pace of last year. That, by the way, is the second highest reading, yes, even higher than the 2008 housing bubble. In recent videos, I've highlighted how hard it is for the young and the working class facing a ladder where the first 20 rungs have been knocked out. One survey found over 1 in 5 renters are now skipping meals or selling personal belongings to make rent.
1 in 5?
Yeah.
Holy crap. So this is like you're getting squeezed whether you're in a mortgage or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and honestly, a lot of times rent is more expensive than the mortgage.
Let's continue on with Peter St. On.
Indeed, many millennials are giving up, resigned to renting for life and doom spending 3-day Caribbean cruises instead of growing a nest egg on which to build a family and, in theory, a retirement. I've also highlighted what's happening to the young as a result. They're turning from the middle-class American dream towards a nihilistic hand-to-mouth existence, feeling like a rat on a treadmill and pretty pissed off about the whole situation.
Better get some cheese.
As in, burn it down, pissed off.
Yep.
A main driver of this hopelessness has been housing costs. After all, when the Fed prints up trillions and dumps them into asset markets, housing is the main way that regular Americans can keep up. They can hook their net worth to that meth pump rocket sled. After all, just 20% of Americans own stocks directly, so housing is their retirement plan, and it's what protects their family from those soaring rents currently forecast by the New York Fed to rise nearly double-digit in the coming year. Now, that savior is fading. Since COVID, housing costs have doubled to nearly $3,000 per month, while the minimum income needed to qualify for the median home is in the 6 figures. That puts housing squarely in the category of science fiction for the vast majority of Americans in their 20s. So they get the Fed's inflation, but they've got no assets to pump. So what is driving house prices? The main driver, of course, is money printing. Since the Fed's COVID orgy, when nearly $1 in $3 had fresh ink on it, house prices rose nearly 50%. While broader inflation rose between 20 and 35%, depending whether you believe government numbers or proxies like fast food menus. So if prices rose between a fifth and a third, why did housing costs double? There we've got the Washington perfect storm made of higher mortgage rates, higher insurance, higher property tax, and coming next, green mandates that my colleague E.J. Antoni estimates could add another $31,000 to the average house price. Taking each, the mortgages went up because the Fed hiked interest rates, which it did to strangle the productive economy to cancel the inflation it printed. The utterly predictable side effect of sending mortgages from 3% to over 7%. Now, if you're borrowing $380,000, that's the median home with 10% down, the difference between 3% and 7% on a mortgage is roughly $350,000 in additional interest paid.
Damn.
Throw on soaring home insurance, up 20% in the last year alone, soaring property taxes, which escalate in lockstep with house prices, and those coming green mandates. That will add $31,000, but Biden's minions assure us we'll pay back in cheap electricity in 90 years. That is not a joke. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. Millions of Americans have been holding their breath, hoping either mortgage rates come down or house prices come down. With inflation now reaccelerating, neither may happen for years to come. A new episode of the Roundup podcast just dropped. Check it out at PeterSaintOns.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, folks, that's Peter St. On. Jen, Eddie, this is your field. Any lies detected?
No, not at all. In fact, interest rates, well, pretty much what he said, interest rates have gone up. Property taxes have certainly gone up, making life unaffordable for a lot of people. And as far as 10% down, I know that was always a big thing when I was young. You want to put 10% down on a house. I'll be honest, man. I've met and sold less than a handful of houses where people actually put that much money down. Hmm. So it's even that much harder.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know. But
well, who has just 40 grand sitting around?
Right.
50 grand sitting around.
And as far as what he says, and he's to a point, he's right. You know, instead of people saving up for a nest egg, they're doing the 3-day vacations and all that kind of.
Yeah.
I think youth is youth, and that's what's going to happen until you get in your mid 30s, maybe late 20s. But he is right. I see houses prices going up every day. I see reduction in inventory because the cost of building is so high. But not only that, what people forget about, and it's going up. I think he mentioned it. Home insurance. Home insurance is going up. For some people, it has doubled. For no reason that they can't understand, except for you got to have it. So all those...
Well, the insurance companies are wise to what's coming down the road.
Sure.
This inflation ain't going away.
And a lot of them, they base your stuff on rebuild. So even though you have a $150,000 house, you're thinking, well, I need $150,000. Now it's going to take about $360,000 to rebuild that. So it's unfortunate. That's the position we're in right now, but it can just as quickly as we got in this position, we can get back out of it with the right leadership.
Well, on that happy note, no, and I always love playing Peter St. Ange's stuff there. Dude is spot on.
Well, he lays it down there where you can get it, man.
We'll be right back, folks.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The weather news is pretty good as we start this brand new week with mostly clear skies tonight. Comfortable overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, mostly sunny. We'll be in the upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow. And I think near 90 on Tuesday and Wednesday, with the risk of widely scattered showers and storms holding off until sometime around Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-30. 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers.
People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. My name is Joey Clark. His name is Eddie Bayer. And what we're calling this thing online is Joey Clark Live. It's the name of the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe to Joey Clark Live.
Like and subscribe. Even comment.
And of course, you can always watch on the Twitter X platform at the Joey Clark. At the Joey Clark.
All right.
272-9228 if you want to get in, but hold your horses. First, we have Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
What's happening, Ray?
Hey. I'm glad to hear Mark DeFosse is advertising with you guys, with Admiral Movers.
Oh, yeah.
Good folks.
I use him all the time.
Yeah.
Not because I'm moving all the time.
I was going to say, you're running from somebody, Ray?
Yeah, exactly. If you have, like, a major water damage.
Yeah.
And the whole house is flooded, and you got to replace the sheetrock, and you got to replace the baseboards and everything else. What do you do with your furniture?
Good question.
You call Mark. He comes, gets it. He hangs on to it. We fix everything in the house. You call Mark, and he brings it all back.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal. Really good deal. But anyway, I got off on a tangent on that one because I just heard his commercial. I'm going to call him when I got off the phone and say, hey, good job. They're a great company to advertise with.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And then I just realized it's 3 o'clock already, and I have not eaten today.
How's good, happen? Ray. You're just working hard. You're on one of those intermittent fasting, the fruitcakes out in California do?
No, not on purpose. It's just
okay.
You get here at 7, and next thing you know, it's 3 o'clock, and you're like, wait a minute, I've got to eat. Dad got me. At this point, might as well wait to supper, right?
Might as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, might as well wait to supper. And if you want to know why I forget about eating, call us at 285-8117, and when you see the prices that we're going to give you, you'll understand why we're so busy. But it all starts with that phone call, 285-8117. And don't forget, if you do have a water damage, you don't know what to do, call us. We deal with them all the time.
You helped some good clients of mine, Ray, and I'll always appreciate that, man.
So much more than carpet.
Yep. So again, that number, 285-8117, and be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on the radio with Joey and Eddie. Appreciate you, Ray.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray.
272-9228. So off air, we were looking at Rudy Giuliani's New York City apartment.
It looks like a nice place, Joe.
It's his East Side apartment.
Moving on up.
Here, let's pull it up on the stream here. I guess that's the foyer, the opening room, the main one.
Yeah, looks like a foyer.
And then living room.
Got a little living room action there. It's nice.
So what do you make? That dining room's awesome.
The dining room I love. Love that ceiling, all the woodwork there. Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's a study, I suppose, there with a fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Very
manly. Great skyline view. And then that kitchen, very modern, sleek.
Very modern, very pretty.
To me, I like this bathroom. Like that blue, purplish, black granite right there.
That granite or marble, but it looks beautiful.
That is, with the color, gold finishes.
Yeah, that's a color that poor people don't get to see much there, Joe.
No, we don't.
I'm unfamiliar with that color, though, Joey.
Well, I don't know what that is. Man, but he is a slash the price. So if you've got a cool $5.7 million, at least you can get your hands on financing for that. You could own Rudy Giuliani's East Side apartment.
I think we should call Madeline right now and present an offer.
Yeah, no banker will give us a loan that amount.
No. But we know Madeline, and they like to get to know us on a personal level. I got a feeling that she'll tell us no, too.
Eddie, we're a responsible company. We can't
right,
do this.
Right. Come on.
And you shouldn't even be thinking about it.
Can't help it. A place like that, who would not want to own a beautiful place like that?
So did we learn anything today?
Oof. Marco Rubio. Yeah. A little bit about that action today.
Yeah, little Rubio.
Yeah.
holding his own on Meet right the Press.
Yeah.
Actually, was genuinely impressed.
I was, too. I didn't go into it thinking I'd be impressed at all, but he held his own. I love how he held her. You know, they love saying words mean things, words mean things. Well, right. He held her to the words that were actually in the statement. And that, she didn't like that, Joey.
And, of course, over the weekend, I learned what it's like to, well, welcome a new family member into your heart. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is, man.
Holding my little 6-7-month-old niece in my arms, feeding her.
Now, how many diapers we changed this weekend?
I did not.
I might need to graduate up to that, Joey.
Why?
You got to learn, Bubba.
If you start pooping your pants in here, I'm not going to help you.
You just going to leave me out on my own?
Yep. You better get the powder and ready to ointment to deal with your own rash, all right?
You got a garden hose?
You know, there are some people that can only go and do that at home.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I have to shower afterwards. And there are days.
There are days, Joey.
You're like, this is just gross. I'm gross. The one thing you get, like, looking at a baby, like, especially one you really care about, not just some baby, like,
yeah,
new member of the family, is you start to notice, like, well, we all used to be that thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're not that different. Like, we're more in control of it. Like, mm-hmm. We literally built up walls and ways to, that's maturation. But all those emotions are very much still there in full-grown people. And it's kind of like when I saw her, like, get upset and just put her head in my brother's shoulder, cry, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been there. I was there last week.
It's funny with all my sister's kids, when there'll be a moment in time where they'll do a certain face or they'll do a certain action, and I can tell exactly who their parents are. They just match it 100%, you know.
Well, let's go to line one. Right. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, guys. Donkey Lori.
Hey, Lori. Hey,
Lori. Lori?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I wanted to give your audience an idea as kind of a fun blessing to somebody. Go to your local shelter, Montgomery Humane Shelter, Prattville-Otago Humane Shelter, Elmore County Humane Shelter, and don't drop a bag of cocaine in the hallway. That doesn't help us at all.
Cocaine.
There are some really great stores with great prices and great flavors of Slurpees. Now, we call them Icy's in Florida, but they're Slurpees. And so I just stopped and got 16 Slurpees for my fellow co-workers at the shelter.
That's so nice of
you. And so you do like, you know, you get the blue raspberry, get the Mountain Dew, you get the Coca-Cola, get whatever they got ready.
I like the Coca-Cola.
And, so if you're you'll want to drop some caca off at your local shelters. It doesn't have to be cocaine. We won't accept that. But a Coca-Cola Slurpee is a great idea.
That's a wonderful idea. Especially today, on a hot day like today, I know they'd enjoy it.
Frozen Coke is pretty awesome.
You guys, I will never refer to cocaine again in my life as cocaine. Not that I make references to cocaine, hardly ever.
Yeah.
But it will ever be cocaine.
Cocaine.
She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. Cocaine.
Cocaine. Y'all have a super blessed day.
You too, Lori. Love you, honey.
Well, that's a good way to end the show.
She's such a great girl.
She really is.
Does great things. I know she gets embarrassed when I brag on it, but she does great things for the local canine population. And the cats, for that matter.
Though I've been talking, seriously, and my grandfather's like, just don't get one that sheds. And I'm like, all the best ones do.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a girlfriend.
No, the dog.
My bad.
Or a cat, both. Most of the good ones shed.
Don't get a hairless cat, because they're so ugly, I don't think you'd ever want to pet it.
No, that thing would freak me out in the middle of the night.
Right.
Joey! I love you.
Right.
He's like, no.
Tackle me.
Yeah. Please leave me alone. I just wanted to tell you, we found that you have outstanding taxes that you still need to file.
The ring, Joey, the ring.
Goodness gracious, but...